You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hello and welcome to another Zero Ducks Given daily episode. And, well, it was fun while it lasted. We hoped and prayed that we were going to get a deciding test match in what has been a wonderful series, and a series that I think deserves a deciding test match. India, party poopers that they are, had other plans. They won the fourth test by 5 wickets. It was very, very exciting at one point. When they lost their 5th wicket, I really thought England were going to do it. Bashir bowled beautifully all test match. And we'll talk more about him in just a sec. But ultimately, Shubman Gill batted absolutely beautifully. Patidar did not bat beautifully. He got a duck. And they were very, very good. Gill, who can be very, very attacking, played a beautiful old-fashioned test knock. He scored his half century off over 100 balls. And Jarrell looks a hell of a player as well. They keep finding these bloody good players, unfortunately, India. But at 120 for 5, I really did believe that they batted very well and they won by 5 wickets. And England will be cursing the fact that they didn't set a bigger target and didn't take advantage of that first innings lead. And their 145 all out on their second attempt cost them the test match and ultimately the series as well, Daniel. But Daniel, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty good assessment. I would say, though, that the key moment was when England had India 7 down in that first innings, and the partnership between Kuldeep and Jarrell, which was just fantastic. They had the chance to knock over Jarrell, not early, but with a crucially significantly bigger lead when he was dropped by Robinson, a pretty simple chance at mid-wicket, which would have given the lead an extra 50-odd, and it would have changed the whole way in which they got to bat in the third innings. And they succumbed to the third innings pickle theory, basically. That lead of just, whatever, you know, 40-odd puts you in a tricky situation. It allows Rohit Sharma to attack, and if a couple of wickets fall quickly, then suddenly the pressure is on. India's bowlers, and especially Kuldeep, just bowled so well in England's second innings. It was very hard to bat. It's all very well looking at it and going, well, 145 all out. Looks like they made a terrible haulix of it. There weren't that many, you know, bad shots. There was just a lot of really good, well-disciplined bowling that was very accurate on a tricky pitch. And ultimately, what we always knew to be the case, which is that bowlers win new test matches, India have Ashwin with over 500 wickets. They have Jadeja, arguably the best all-rounder in the world. And they have Kuldeep Yadav, who's a terrific wrist spinner on a pitch which has got up and down bounce and is cracking. He was an absolute nightmare to play. And you put that up against, and this is not disrespecting England's bowlers, but Tom Hartley and Shoaib Bashir. One day, they may become Ashwin and Jadeja. You never know. They showed fantastic signs, great promise throughout this series. But they are still Tom Hartley and Shoaib Bashir. And Shoaib Bashir had never taken a fiver in first-class cricket, for heaven's sake. So the notion that England could be, you know, kicking themselves, that their fans would be really angry with their performance, is just absurd. There are things that they might have done differently, which you always think when you lose. Selection-wise, Ollie Robinson felt like a good selection on paper, but it turned out on that pitch it wasn't right. Maybe England did need another quick bowler. Maybe they needed to force Wood onto the park. Maybe they needed to roll the dice on Atkinson just to give themselves something a bit different. I've seen people say, well, you know, they could have played an extra bowler. I don't see how you can play an extra bowler when they don't have Stokes fit to bowl. You know, India are very fortunate in that they have Jadeja and Ashwin, who are proper batters in their own right. And it turns out that Kuldeep can hold one as well for quite a length of time. So there's just no way you can have Tom Hartley coming in at seven. So the makeup of the team was kind of determined. And that meant that they were always going to find it more difficult to run through India than India were going to find it to run through England. And there'll be focus on the batting. There'll be complaints about Bairstow getting out and Pope not having a good game. And then people will whine about DRS and say England didn't get the rub of the green. It's not that. What it is what we always knew from the very beginning. India have far greater wicket-taking potential. And the disappointment is felt because England got so close. I prefer to see it the other way, actually, and think I'm staggered England got as close as they did. And what they've done, I think, is unearthed two really interesting cricketers in Tom Hartley and Shoaib Bashir, who've obviously got something about them. I think if they'd had Leach, maybe might have been a bit different because he is that much more experienced. But then they probably wouldn't have gone in with Leach and Hartley. So we wouldn't have seen what Hartley got to do. He acquitted himself really well. I'm very excited by Bashir because he's come from nowhere and his control of line and length today was great. After India got to England early and went at 5 and over in the first 8 overs at 88 for none, the game was done. And then England stormed back to pick up 5 wickets for 32. But Jurel is the man, and he's been the man throughout this match, not just in his batting in the first innings, which was superb, notwithstanding that drop chance, and his obduracy in the second. But his keeping is beautiful. I mean, because it was Jimmy Anderson, everyone's forgotten. But the way he got Anderson out, caught off a reverse sweep off the glove on the way back, or on the bat on the way back, one-handed to his right, incredible reflexes. And, you know, apparently Ben Folkes has developed a bit of a man crush on Jurel, and I can totally understand why, because he is absolutely the real deal. And before I finish on my summary, let us also remember that whilst on this podcast we have a slightly strong focus on the England team, let us remember that India have won this test match without Jasprit Bumrah, self-inflicted, without KL Rahul, who would definitely have played, there wouldn't have been Pattidar, who's in terrific form at the moment. They don't have Rishabh Pant. You know, they've got a lot of players out of their side that would otherwise be in there.
Guy called Virat Kohli, who's apparently decent.
I've completely forgotten about him. So, you know, I mean, imagine, think about what resources they're missing as well, and just remind yourself of what an incredible powerhouse of cricket India is. And really, when the dust has settled, look at this series and go, my God, this has been really, really fun. And it's going to be worth staying up for Dharamshala because it looks like it's going to be about 6 degrees. Everyone's going to be in multiple sweaters. And according to the first class stats there, it's seen bowlers paradise and spinners struggle. So we might see Wood and Atkinson and Robinson in tandem. God knows which spinner they then choose.
We are not, I'll tell you now, we are not seeing Ollie Robinson in an England shirt anytime soon. His pace was down. He batted very well in the first innings. He played a horrendous reverse sweep in the second innings. He dropped a catch. Look, you can't argue with his test record, but I get the impression, you know how Anderson has really managed to adapt his game to be a wonderful bowler all around the world, and Broad did as well towards the end of his career. They had a bit of a head start. Ollie Robinson's come into the test arena quite late in his career, and I think he's going to be somebody that we wheel out for nice home tours when he bowls on nice seeming English wickets, and he'll be absolutely brilliant on them. I am not in a rush to see him bowling in the subcontinent again anytime soon.
Well, not if he bowls like that. I mean, it's a bit baffling, the pace as much as anything else, because he didn't even trouble 130. And we know that Robinson's his skill is not his pace, it's his height and his ability to get variable movement and the one that jags back and the wobble seamer. Maybe India isn't the perfect place for that, but there was still something in that pitch for a bowler like him. But if you're going to bowl at 120 kilometres an hour, it's not really going to cut the mustard. So, I mean, it was baffling because I sort of supported his selection. But then I hadn't seen him in the nets and I didn't expect him to bowl like that. And I was really disappointed with the way he batted in the second innings. To start with a reverse sweep, which he got away with, just felt daft. I mean, we're at a stage there when an extra 30 or 40 runs, and if England are setting 230, 240, then that is a very different proposition from 190. And Folkes and Bashir really knuckled down. It was painful to watch one and over, but they were trying to get time in the pitch. They were trying to make it deteriorate and just trying to keep the pressure on and eke their way to a proper lead. And Robinson didn't sort of do that either. So, yeah, I wouldn't be picking him for Dharamshala, but of course, there's every chance that that'll be the pitch that suits him best.
You know, well, that's exactly it. He didn't really make the selectors have too much of a headache, though. That's the only problem. He didn't really give them much to think about. But yeah, look, I'm looking forward to the next test match. It's been great to watch proper five-day cricket. Jimmy Anderson now, is he at 698 wickets? 698. So we had a chat on the podcast a few months ago, didn't we, about how this calendar year, he's got some very tasty home series that I think he'll like the look of. And that's why he didn't retire at the end of the Ashes like Stuart Broad did, because I think he's looked at this schedule and gone, if I can just get through India unscathed, I can get to England with some very appetizing home series and comfortably go past 700, which is just mind-blowing. And he took a wonderful diving catch today. Yeah. A wonderful diving catch. He's just I just love Jimmy Anderson. I don't know if my heart can take losing Jurgen Klopp and Jimmy Anderson in a short period of time. So I need Jimmy Anderson to stay on for at least a few more years.
Don't worry. I don't think he's going to go this year.
I wonder, a nice test match at the end of the summer in September, would that be a nice
time? I think he wants to go out beating India. He'll want revenge, you see, because he has a long memory.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we'll lose to somebody else and then he'll want revenge on them. And before we know it, he'll be 50.
That's the idea. that's how you keep him going. That's the carrot. I don't know. Look, he could stop at any moment, but he's looked fitter and his bowling's looked sharper, hasn't it? And in conditions that haven't massively helped, he's not Bumrah and he's not been really dangerous, but he's been moderately tight and he's picked up some wickets. So, yeah. I mean, I think the big target for him is not 700, it's 709 to go past Warne.
Yeah.
Because that would be amazing to be the second most prolific bowler of all time. And he's got every chance of doing that in the summer. And then I wouldn't be surprised if he clings on. He'd probably quite fancy a trip to New Zealand. Everyone likes going out there. Three tests in New Zealand. And
you get to eat lots of nice lamb.
Lovely lamb. He loves lamb. Loves lamb. Mm. Well, I've no idea. and then maybe finish against India. I don't know. Look, I've given up speculating on when Jimmy gives up. What I have a strong suspicion of, though, is that when he gives up, it'll be with the smallest fanfare as a complete surprise, probably in a press release at some time in the middle of November one year, because he hates the idea of everybody just staring at him and all the hoo-ha and all the kind of stuff that would go with it. So I'm not sure that we're going to get the Oval finale that all of us want to have and the emotional one where we all keen and wail and rend our garments. I think he's just going to slip quietly off.
Well, if he doesn't want us all looking at him, he should stop being so brilliant and stop being so beautiful, and then we won't stare at him all the time. But as it is, it's hard not to ogle, you know?
Yeah. He's very ogle-worthy.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anyway, the only good news about us losing this test match today was that I don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning after a heavy few days, so I will enjoy my lie-in. And I'm looking forward to the fifth test. It's just a shame that it's a bit of a dead rubber. Although, of course, there's always your World Test Championship points to be had as well.
Yes, well, they're screwed by our slow over rate. And look, the annoying thing about this England team is that they've played the two best teams in the world, the World Test Champions in England, and everyone said Basball would never work against them. And then they've gone to India, where no one wins, and they very nearly set up a fifth test decider in both games. And I prefer to think of that as an incredible achievement for this team and that management group, with a callow bowling lineup that's learning on the ropes and trying to play the game slightly differently. But it's undeniable that they keep on tantalising us with the prospect of the greatest series there's ever been. I think that the very last series that Stokes is captain, I'm going to put it out there now, is going to be the Ashes in Australia, when next we're there. That'll be his last one as captain, and England are going to win the fifth test to come back from 2-0 down to win 3-2 in Australia. And that will be his crowning glory. And then finally, we can put all these disappointments to bed. Or it'll just keep on tantrically destroying our lives with the hope of greatness just being unfulfilled. I don't know. I choose to be positive today.
Yeah, it's most unlike you. Well, there's never a dull moment. Whatever you think about Basball, you can't take your eyes off it. And I'm looking forward to the next test already. All right, I'm going to love and leave you now, Daniel, because I've had a very heavy few days and I think my body needs to lie down.
Enjoy your Nando's.
Thank you. I will.
Bye.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.